Revival.
America tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Howdy. Another weekend almost upon us, and can you believe we're at the tail end of March? What happened at the beginning of the year? That's probably what many people are saying who work for the government, who are worried about their paychecks. What happened to my paycheck? Oh, yeah, the sequester. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first, at the top of the show, sad doings. At Quantico, one man is dead and somebody's still at large. There was a shooting and lockdown at Quantico for a short period of time. As to the particulars of what happened, we don't know at this moment, but your imagination certainly does run wild. And you think military base, oh, man, who is this? And was this somebody who was a cadet? Was it some kind of training thing that there was something that broke out among the ranks? I don't know. But it's not looking super good, let's just put it that way, at this point, obviously, with somebody being shot and somebody at large. Meanwhile, speaking of shooting, Neil Heslin has become the face of really what should happen, he thinks should happen with guns after his son was killed in Newtown, Connecticut, in that sad rampage, Adam Lanza going into Sandy Hook Elementary. So Neil Heslin concerned about what's happening with the gun debate on the Hill now that it's being, in his mind, watered down, or in his words, watered down. He also talked about the fact of weapons of war, period, and what needs to happen.
There needs to be a ban on assault weapons and weapons of war, high-capacity magazines. Those weapons have no purpose or no use on the streets or in our schools. Quite honestly, I'm really ashamed to see that Congress doesn't have the guts to stand up and make a change and put a ban on these type of weapons and universal background checks.
Yeah, you have the Democrats who are vowing to push for those background checks, but more and more as the bill gets pulled apart, the less likely that seems to be what's going to happen here. The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid unveiled a watered-down gun legislation, or will, in April. He's preparing it for floor action, so it'll be a much different version of measures to curb gun violence approved by the Judiciary Committee. But the bill will include additional federal aid for school safety and some other tougher legal ramifications concerned when it comes to, or connected to, rather, when it comes to mass shootings. Besides that school safety stuff, the penalties will be pushed on gun trafficking and the expanded background checks for gun purchases. So he said supporters of a proposed ban on assault weapon sales will be given the chance to offer it as an amendment, but it's not looking great. Let's put it this way. It's not looking good at this moment. The Vice President, Joe Biden, wanted to kick in his two cents.
Tell me how it violates anyone's constitutional right to be limited to a clip that holds 10 rounds instead of 30, or an Aurora, 100. There's not one single thing being proposed, not one, that infringes upon anyone's Second Amendment constitutional right. Not one.
All right, we get it, Joe. Not one. I disagree, because the problem is the avalanche of what can happen with gun collection if you don't pay attention to how the laws are worded and if they get passed through with a bunch of different amendments. We've already seen that happen before. They've played that tune. All right, I talked about sequester at the top and suddenly people feeling very squeezed by a tinier paycheck. Lee Anderson says at the shipyards that it's just bad business, period.
Congress has to get it right and stop this foolishness with the sequestration cuts and look out for their federal workforce of 880,000 people. You either got to go look for something else or you got to cut back in other areas, which means maybe we're not going out to eat as much. Maybe we're not, you know, buying a big ticket item. So it's going to affect the local businesses also.
Of course, it'll affect the local businesses because the not going out to eat or not spending on certain things will hit them. And they're already starting to feel that pinch, without a doubt. In the meantime, the House and the Senate, I guess, in a sense, are proclaiming victory because there will not be a governmental shutdown. Oh, I know. Oh, we have a budget. Woo! But we still live on plastic. Come on. This story is one of the craziest stories I think I've heard in a very long time. Delaware State Police charged 5 kids in a carjacking deal and kidnapping of an 89-year-old woman. Margaret Smith was locked in the trunk of her car for almost 2 days before being dumped at a cemetery east of Seaford, where she was found Wednesday morning wandering around the grave. She was taken to a memorial hospital, Nakoti Memorial Hospital, rather, where she was treated and released. They say that Smith was being interviewed by investigators in Georgetown on Wednesday night. Troopers spotted her car being driven and took the teenagers into custody after running a license check and learning that the car had been stolen. Now, this is the crazy part of this, too. Well, first of all, a woman locked in the trunk of the car for that length of time. There were 2 girls, 14 and 15, and there were also 2 boys, both 17. The 15-year-old was a passenger in the stolen car, which was being driven by the 14-year-old, and they were charged with receiving stolen property and conspiracy. This is so not good. Wow. Smith agreed to give the girls a ride, but when they got to her house, they demanded her car keys, and they forced her into the trunk of the car before they drove off. They took $500 from her coat pocket. Excuse me. At some point, the 2 girls picked up the 17-year-old boys and showed them that, that was my Marco Rubio break, and showed them that Smith was in the trunk. After spending 2 days trapped in the trunk, she was dropped off at that cemetery. Wow, that is unbelievable. But they got him. I mean, they had him, so that's the good news of this story. But she was being neighborly and neighborly to let them in, and then look what happens. All right, this may be also another crazy story, and here it is almost in the same area. Delaware and Philly aren't too far apart. The Philly police arrested a French national after he posed as an airline pilot and gained access to the cockpit on a U.S. Airways flight. Wow, 61-year-old Felipe Genard is accused of impersonating a pilot while boarding the Florida-bound flight at Philly International, and he was denied a seat in business class. He boarded the plane, told the flight crew he was a pilot with Air France. He had an Air France shirt, an Air France bag, identification. He ended up in the cockpit jump seat behind the captain but was escorted off the plane when he failed to produce proper credentials. Wow, thank goodness. That is scary, scary stuff. Didn't we already see this version? Didn't Leo play the guy in Catch Me As You Can? Ooh, we're going to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. This latest version of the popular musical Les Miserables has many critics saying that it's better than the current stage version. Not surprising with a star-studded cast that includes Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, Sacha Baron Cohen, and the 2013 Academy Award winner for Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway. This is definitely a must-see. This may well be the most anticipated sequel since Star Wars The Phantom Menace. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, takes us back to Tolkien's Middle-earth, with many of the original cast members from the Lord of the Rings trilogy reprising their roles. Filmed in scenic New Zealand, where there really is a city called Auckland. Zero Dark Thirty, if the media is to be believed, is a chronicle of the decade-long hunt for Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden after the September 2001 attacks, and his death at the hands of SEAL Team 6 in May of 2011. For me, as a retired Special Forces trooper, this is one to watch purely out of interest value. TV series released this week include Ghost Hunters International Season 8, and if you'd really like to kill off some brain cells and needlessly lower your IQ, you can waste your hard-earned money on the complete box set of Jersey Shore. These spoiled Guidos and Guidettes booze and whore their way through life. Let's face it, Jersey Shore's contribution to reality TV makes the WWE wrestling look more like hardcore radical right-wing conservative news. This week's cult classic was to men joining the military as Private Benjamin did for female recruitment. Stripes is one of the funniest looks at life in uniform, directed by Ivan Reitman, and has one of the best comedy casts of all times, including Bill Murray, the late John Candy, and Harold Ramey, who also co-wrote the script. This movie still has me wondering, where's my luxury road trip through Germany? Get my recruitment officer on the phone. I want to make a complaint. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Ah, great job, Jack. I love me some Stripes. I have seen that movie probably 15 times. I hope people are listening to me, because if you have not, and Jack, if you have not seen it, you got to check it out. I mean, guys, really, it is a classic without a doubt. We roll from the DVDs into the theaters. Our first movie up out of the chute is called Give Me the Loot.
Anybody who's living up in this fine city knows that when someone on the Mets hits a home run, this goofy apple pops out of the stands and everybody goes crazy.
Man, come on.
Somebody's gonna write graffiti on that apple and their name's gonna ring out in the world.
We're gonna bomb that stupid ass apple. Everybody gonna see our name. We're gonna call Pedro. He's gonna sneak us in.
Yeah, everything's good. He was like, just show up. And we gotta give him $500.
$500?
Yeah.
How are we gonna get this paper?
Let's just keep our eyes on the prize, man.
You always saying, oh, we're gonna be the biggest writers in New York City. Well, do what you gotta do to make that happen. Oh,
Lord. It's this girl, Jenny, private school girl.
Come in, it's about your.
It was this case, right? Full of jewelry. I know how to get it.
What's good with you, so?
That's my partner, though.
You sure? Because that seemed real close, man.
Come on, PD!
You're not stalking me or anything, are you?
Why do these people got numbers on their doors?
White people don't take no stairs, man.
Anything?
You're you. She's...
Well, she's what? Pretty? You saw us.
You ain't some tough apple either.
One hour, 21 minutes later, Give Me the Loot, Sundance movie, easily a rental, something that Jack will be talking about in the future. Hey, it's got a good premise. You got a couple of skilled graffiti writers, so it's got preteen written all over it. Rival gangs, defacing the works, all that kind of stuff. And it's New York City, of course, where graffiti is all over the place in certain areas. So it is a good preteen movie, but it's one that you can rent eventually. All right, this one I'm psyched about. I agree with Jack, certainly because of his whole background with Special Forces. He wants to see it, but I love me some of these people and this kind of movie. This is right in my wheelhouse. It's called Olympus Has Fallen.
The most protected building on Earth has fallen.
The president is being held hostage.
India, China, and Russia have declared a state of emergency.
Go back!
Open the gates of hell.
Yes, sir.
As a nation, we are never stronger than when tested. Despite today's events, we will remain united and strong.
Olympus Has Fallen. Rated R.
All right, so how about that? The president kidnapped by a terrorist. They get control of the White House. Ooh, that's scary. And then the former presidential guard, Mike Banning, who was tossed out, is now trapped in the middle of this. It's almost a two-hour movie. If you go and see it on the big screen, it's probably good because the sound would be great. And the features would obviously be really super big, which is what you want in this kind of movie. However, if you can't see it on the big screen, it's one that you should write down somewhere. Oh, yeah, that would be a good one to rent because I could actually stay awake during this movie. All right, the Crods or the Croods or the Groods or whatever, if you can pronounce them. This is the kid flick. Check it out.
Meet the world's first modern family, the Croods.
You really need to see this.
They're on a journey through a strange new world.
Hopefully nothing big knows we're here yet.
And if they don't evolve their history...
What is that?
I'm calling it fire.
It's biting me!
Try hiding from it in the tall, dry grass!
From the creators of Madagascar...
Go, go!
DreamWorks, the Croods, rated PG. March 22nd. The Croods.
The Croods. All right, so it's perfect. It sounds like a great kid movie, and it's the world's first family. So we go from the White House to out in the wilderness, embarking on this wild lifetime deal, the journey they wanted.
From the White House to the outhouse.
Exactly. And when they go from the cave that shielded them from danger, it's destroyed, so they're traveling. It actually got... It's an hour and 31 minutes. Kids' movies can't be too long. But it got 5 stars and a bunch of different things that I've looked at, including, you know, the Yahoo Movies thing, and some of the entertainment folks gave it really high ratings. So I'm going to say it's probably pretty entertaining. And if you have kids, that's the name of the game. Entertaining, big action, good stuff, right? Kids see a lot of movies. That's why so many of them are designed... And for that age group, that young age group with animation, and the animation looks really, really good. I'll tell you a movie that could be interesting, and I'm wondering if he'll be able to pull it off. I'm not crazy about Ashton Kutcher. I know some people think he's pretty funny. He's been funny in some of the television things he's done, but I saw some stills of him as Steve Jobs, because he's going to play Steve Jobs, and he looks dead on like him. And if he has him down, this could be a pretty interesting part for him, because it's tough to play somebody who's iconic, since he was publicized all over the place. To get him right could be tough, but I think he's nailed it.
Anthony Hopkins played C.S. Lewis. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, you can... You know, there was... what's his name who played Ray? He was good, too. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx played Ray, and I thought that was a tough role. That was a very tough role to undertake in Ray Stevens, and he really nailed him, I think, that character. Biopics can be really... Like I said, really, really tough. Meryl Streep tried to tackle a couple of them, which did the Prime Minister, the Margaret Thatcher. That's really going out on a limb. The Brits hated it, but I think they would have hated it anyway. And some people either really like biopics or hate them, because they can't get their mind wrapped around the imitation of the person. But I think
like Robin Hood.
Yeah, oh, it was terrible. Robin Hood in tights. Robin Hood. Oh, what's his name? Russell Crowe. Robin Hood. Yeah, no. It just doesn't work sometimes. In the situation of Ashton Kutcher and Steve Jobs, I think this one is pretty good. We'll see when it actually comes out, but he may have nailed it. If you go to the movies and you want to write up a quick review, send it to me at americatonight.net. Hang with us.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food. Can make me sing. Oh, yeah, only woman. What is wrong with me? Oh, yeah, only woman. Baby, can you see? I like to see both of far deeply in love. So, boogie on, rain.
gently. I can do it with an animal's grace. I can do it with precision.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As promised, I said we would head to the mailbag as usual. It is overflowing. Remember, you can always shoot us your stuff at americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's
You have
head.
Mail, mistress.
Yes, so anxious to keep his job, he is. He is heckling me. Obama's not the only one who gets heckled. I get heckled on my own show. So here we go. This one from Bob, listening to us in Vermont. Kate, the gun control debate in the Senate is just making me tired. It's so wearisome. Haven't we had this happen seemingly every couple of years? Nothing ever really changes. Why don't we just leave well enough alone and enforce what we already have on the books? Isn't that part of the problem, that records aren't kept and records aren't forwarded and all that sort of stuff? If they would just get it straight and hire the right people, perhaps we wouldn't have to waste so many hours and so much dough on figuring it all out. All right, you know, there is truth to that every couple of years it bubbles up. I can remember when Bush was president, that was, you know, one of the things that would creep out of the corner, just like immigration, and then it would be put back in the toy box, and then it's trotted out again. And whenever there's something horrific that happens, without a doubt, it breaks your heart to think of Newtown, Connecticut, or what happened in Aurora, Colorado, and then the conversation ratchets it up again. But then the same thing happens. It's about the numbers, because in Washington, people have to realize it. It's only about the numbers. You line up a bill and you have to have support for it. You take a vote. And then if it passes, it passes. And if it doesn't, boom, it's back in the bottom, in the basement, or in the toy box again, because it's been chucked out. It doesn't look like this one's going to stay either. Maybe something on the background checks, but a lot of it is starting to also fall apart, too. So the overall gun measure, in talking about illegal gun trafficking, no one's disagreeing there. That would easily get a stamp of approval. But, and even school security would get a stamp. But not so much for the background checks. And the assault weapons are just completely out of it, especially with the Senate, any version that the Senate has. And we'll see, because the debates are just going to keep on going into April. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Tomorrow, who says, you know, this peace is possible nonsense. I agree with you, Kate. I don't think it's really true. I think it is just conversation and talking points anymore. But it's not just the talking points of the current president. It's the same thing that we've heard from various other presidents. And you called it a photo op, and it is a photo op. Shaking of hands, the back and forth, the idea that the Gaza Strip, they're going to stop lobbing bombs, and the Israelis are going to make peace with the Palestinians. And then you throw in the curveball, which is Iran. And I also agree with you when you say Netanyahu is going to step on the gas. Yeah, thanks. I think that he is going to step on the gas. It's just a question of when. I don't believe he's going to get talked off of the ledge on this one. He's tired of it, tired of listening to Ahmadinejad, now the supreme leader. And the more, and that's what they're trying to do, I think. They're trying to goad him into making the first step. If he would just take the first step, then they can claim, we didn't fire the first shot, we didn't send any missiles over, it's not us. But I think that this is ripe to explode, unfortunately, I do. Chuck in Dallas says, Kate, I know that you've been talking a lot about drones. You had someone on last week talking about drones in the United States, and there's certainly a lot of pressure for the administration to come clean with what targeted killings could happen on our own soil. Can you imagine, at least in the near future, if that were to happen, the outrage that somebody was taken out at a cafe or walking down the street or perhaps at a restaurant or a library or wherever they might be, I think it would be completely disastrous. Plus, the idea that there might be other collateral damage. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like an assassin's bullet that's right on target. We're going to take this person out. The idea of a drone coming into a neighborhood. Yeah, there's that drone. Would be, geez, did you hear it? It would be so dangerous. It would be so dangerous and so offensive to go use drones against our own people. So for months, the president, and there was even a big story, blowout story about this in the New York Times, for months our president and his aides have promised that they'll break down the wall of secrecy and work with Congress to come up with some legal framework for drone strikes. And see, that's the problem. There is no legal framework, which is why Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, you know, made his big whole filibuster thing. That was the focus, to clarify whatever it is. What ultimately is the boundary of using the drones in the U.S.? What are the possibilities? So there is a big problem trying to come up with a program that's going to be really the heart and soul of our warfare, our arsenal for the near future, for really for any kind of war for years to come, instead of having people using more drones to do that, targeted kills. But they have to be legal. There has to be some sort of framework. I agree with that. And right now there isn't. That's why human rights activists are pitching a fit over what's gone on in even overseas. And if it happened here in the United States, can you imagine? I think they'll come up with something because there's too much pressure, frankly. All right, this one comes to us from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. And Jake, I think Jake emails us at least 3 times a week. And this time, Jake kind of surprised me with his own curveball. And he says, "Hello, Kate Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. I have to tell you, I know, Kate, you have a passion for sports, but I think this NCAA basketball stuff is boring. I don't care if Louisville, who's the number one seed, knocks off NCAA, because of course they're going to rattle them. That's like a professional baseball team playing a college team. Who do you think's going to win that, leaving aluminum bats out of the equation?" So, touche. People that want to do the brackets and waste time, good for them. I don't like basketball, and I'm so disinterested in it. Your faithful fan. Yeah, by the way, there was a rout, and that would have been probably the worst game, not surprisingly, 79-48. Harvard was the big game. Harvard upset New Mexico 68-62. And that's a real bracket buster. I don't think very many people had Harvard over New Mexico, which is a better team. So, unfortunately, I'm doing exactly what you didn't want me to do. I'm talking about hoops. Because you think hoops are boring. I'd say if you were going to rank sports, you know, football's number one. There's no question that football, with week in, week out, with fantasy football people and people who are diehard, rabid fans of certain football teams in this country.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. gcnlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Just pay attention and look around you, and you'll see some of those numbers. You'd be surprised, including this one. How many times will Jay Leno come back to The Tonight Show when he decides he's going to retire, semi-retire? I would say this time the door is shut. NBC is trying to replace Leno with Jimmy Fallon. But it looks like he's not going down without a fight again. If you listen to his monologues, his jokes are aimed toward NBC. In fact, the same day that there were these reports surfacing that Fallon was going to take over, that same day, what Leno said was the move, they were going to move Fallon to Tonight by the fall of 2014. So the Tonight Show would move back to New York from California. So he aimed some pointed things toward NBC. He said scientists say they're getting closer and closer to being able to do Jurassic Park style cloning on extinct species. Things once thought to be extinct can now be brought back from the dead. So there's hope for NBC. It could turn around. Ooh, he's pulling a Conan O'Brien in a sense. And then he says that Tonight is still one of the shows that's performing well for NBC. He noted that New York Magazine's Vulture said that Leno's been taking fire at the Peacock Network all week. On Monday, he compared NBC execs to snakes in a holiday-themed St. Patrick's Day joke. He said, you know, the whole legend of St. Patrick, right? St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland, and then they came into the United States and became NBC executives. So the move is, it seems to be inevitable, because once that leaks out, that's when it changes. And here's your number. It's the whole 11:30 thing and moving the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show, ABC's Splash had like 9 million viewers, and the Tonight Show viewership is shrinking. So that's similar to what's going on with the morning show and Matt Lauer. Remember, we had somebody on earlier this week who was interesting talking about what's the deal with Matt Lauer and what's the deal with the morning show. And he pointed out that he had a 19 Q rating, which is a popular rating for television, means that you're well liked, that suddenly dipped down to a 9. Ooh. So we'll see how many lives Leno has and if he still somehow hangs on. All right, this is the bigger one. This is a number you care about. Congress avoids the shutdown. Woohoo! After all the threats, Capitol Hill lawmakers finally brought the 2013 budget fight to an end on Thursday by approving a bill that ended the threat of a government shutdown minutes before ratcheting up all the partisan warfare over taxes and spending. Here was the vote, 318 to 109, to send the president a bill funding the government through the end of the fiscal year in September, while easing that pain, that throbbing pain of $85 billion in forced spending cuts that are disliked across the board. So that's pretty big, because it means that the measure is extending current federal funding, will avoid the partial shutdown on March 27th. So March 27th is your number. You're not surprised. We knew this was happening, right? We knew this was happening. Are you surprised that Republicans are looking to red states for some successes? That's what's being said out there. In places like Alabama, Idaho, Louisiana, and Wisconsin, Republicans control the governor's mansions and the legislature in all 30 of the nation's 50 governors, and 28 of the country's legislatures are Republican. Now with this makeover for the GOP, because of the 2012 election losses, leaders are looking at red states in a hope of replicating some of those victories. It's probably smart. I mean, really, if you're trying to make a big flip in branding, you got to go to the places where you're not. You got to go to the places, you know, where you need to be elected, where you need to get in there and break up the monotony of a Democratic-controlled, we'll call it, state. Bill from the border is joining us now on the air, and you can join us too, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you doing?
Hey, man.
I spoke with you. Yes.
Last time we spoke, we were talking about what was going on along the border.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Let me just throw this at you real quick. For as much as you just reported that the Congress has come together with a little government save there, it's not as good as it sounds, to be honest with you. Real quick, I just wanted to tell you this, that under the CBP, you have the Border Patrol, and you have Customs and a couple other organizations. Out of that whole sequester, the Border Patrol has been ordered to cut $248 million from their budget, and they have 20,000 agents. Customs has over 80,000 agents, and they've only been told to cut $30 million. Now, check this out. What it's doing is it's causing Border Patrol to have a 40% cut in pay, 40%. Okay. Now, the way that comes around is this, two ways. One is the furloughs, which will equal about 15% of their pay, and then because of a certain integral element of their pay, which is unfortunately named overtime, okay, it's not actual overtime, but it's named overtime, that they arbitrarily cut that. And that's 25% of their pay, okay? Now, even though they came to this little agreement today, they're still looking at cutting the Border Patrol by at least 20%, which is going to come down to they're going to have 25% of their pay taken away.
Wow. How can you live on that? We've had other people call from the DOD and call from other areas of the government telling us similar things about furloughs squinched in time. But 40% or 20% in a short amount of time is outrageous. And the 248, I mean, I knew it was a big chunk, and we've talked about that, but I didn't realize that you gave us the great comparison of the 248 to the 30 is amazing for customs, just 30.
Right. Sure, and you know what? And I don't really understand what's going on. Everybody's questioning it, but it's in black and white. So it's not like I'm making this up.
If you go
on Border Patrol union websites and stuff, this thing is being fought right now. They're doing their best. I don't know. They're up against a pretty tough one here. But I'm not kidding when I say this. We're talking about a massive amount of Border Patrol agents who are going to flat out go broke. You know, you get what you pay for. This is our nation's security here. It's our final line of defense. And you know, a lot of people talk about the immigration thing and the Mexican influx. But that's not what it's about anymore. Matter of fact, the Border Patrol mission statement changed years ago to terrorists, weapons of mass destruction, narcotics, and this and that. So, you know, everybody talks about who cares, it's just the Mexicans, and they're going to make them legal anyway. No. That's not what it's about. So basically what you've just done, and anybody in America can think about this, if they took 40% of your pay away and then told you to do your job, what kind of productivity would you expect?
Terrible, terrible productivity because of the worry and the lack of incentive and, that you just come in with a hatchet. You know what it is? Somebody told me that what's going on there is that they didn't plan very well for it, and that was obviously not the unions, that they didn't plan very well for it when Homeland Security, with the knowing that the budget acts could fall because they really didn't believe it was going to fall, so now you have to hurry up and find money, and it's the people that get messed up in this whole deal.
Sure. Can I mention one last thing? This is kind of wild.
Sure.
If you look back through our recent history, especially when it comes post 9/11, any right leaning news media outlet, upon hearing anything negative toward the Border Patrol or our frontline defenses and so on, they would go crazy in defense of them and looking out for the better good. And then they would come with pitchforks and flames, they would do that in defense. Well, here's the wildest thing in the world, and it has left every Border Patrol agent literally choking. Here's what it is because Obama came out with this big sky is falling warning about sequester and the impact it's going to have. Well, of course, the right wing wants to suppress that whole thing.
And we're out of time. What a way to end this. Wow. Good luck to everyone on the border. That's terrible.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.